Welcome to Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Maine. Balo hosts Sarah Maine on her ongoing journey of conscious confidence and gain timeless wisdom to unleash unparalleled confidence. A conscious confidence. Learn to ignite the living spark of wisdom, a new narrative for fulfillment contained in Sanskrit and the ancient, powerful, engaging, and fun conscious conversations to discover your own magnificent true self. Learn to dispel the fear shadow as Sarah provides essential knowledge about embracing change and the power of transformation. Get ready. Conscious confidence starts now.
Welcome, everyone. Hi there. I'm Sarah Maine. I'm the creator of Conscious Confidence, a Timeless Wisdom. And on today's show, we're going to talk about the limitless power of your being. This is the source of conscious confidence. And believe it or not, it's right under your nose. It's right in your heart every moment of the day. So we're going to get to know your being. It's my being. It's our being. It's the great power of the limitless being. So let's dive straight into it. We're going to get to know your magnificent being. Most of the time we live in our heads, we're pretty busy, and we don't actually connect with who we really are. We can think about it, but we don't actually connect in an experiential way with it. So today we're going to get to know the characteristics and the qualities of who we really are. We're going to look at what gets in the way and why we don't experience this all the time. We're going to practice a simple process so that we can connect with this at any moment of the day so we don't get swamped. And then we're going to talk about how we can stay in alignment and stay connected throughout the day and completely transform our lives. So let's dig down and get into it. So welcome to your magnificent being. I'd like to introduce yourself to yourself. I'd like you to get to know your being. In Sanskrit, it's very interesting. It talks about being in this way. There's a little word called bahu, and bahu is where we get all the words being, becoming, became, be. And in Sanskrit, it says, bahu satayam, bahu satayam. And it literally means, in pure being, you'll find being. In pure being, you'll find being. And that's your being. And in this pure being is limitless power. Believe it or not, it's completely limitless. It's universal energy. It has limitless potential. It's completely and entirely loving. It's made up of pure love. It's ever-present. It's true. It doesn't change. It's the source of wisdom and knowledge, and it's endlessly creative. These are just some of the qualities and characteristics of pure being, and that's your being. Believe it or not, despite how you feel some days, that is your being all the time. And it's right under our noses, which is one place we rarely look, is right under our nose. And there it is, our pure being. It's in our hearts. So what I'm talking to you about today is from my heart to your heart, from my soul to your soul, because it's not really separate. We're all one being. So what is it about being? We've got all these beautiful qualities like limitlessly powerful, universal energy, potential, loving, ever-present, true, the source of wisdom and knowledge, endlessly creative. What is this? Well, being is consciousness. Your consciousness is your being. And consciousness is awareness. So these descriptions of being are not just sort of really nice sounding spiritual words. This is the actual experience of ourselves every moment of the day. This is what's actually happening underneath all the busyness in our mind and the busyness in our hearts and the busyness of running around in our lives. This is the actual truth of ourselves. And being is like the deep roots of a great big tree. The tree is held by these deep roots. The roots go down and down into this beautiful soil and hold this magnificent tree strong and steady despite the storms and the winds and the tempests or the baking sun. This beautiful tree stands tall and magnificent and can also provide food and shelter and rest to those that need it. And I like to think of this connection to our true, beautiful, magnificent being is where we find conscious confidence. Because people ask me, what is conscious confidence? And that is a really great question, because conscious confidence is drawn from our true being. You can be confident. Some people seem more confident than others, but mostly that sort of confidence is a bit hit and miss and often founded on our personality. And personality is very changeable. Whereas confidence that's quiet and strong and resilient and true is drawn from our deep being, like the great tree with its roots deep into the soil. And this is true conscious confidence, where we're awake and aware, we're present, we're showing up in our lives. So this is like having a party and introducing yourself to yourself, getting to know your being. And some people ask me, the people that I work with and coach, they say, well, what's the importance of this? Why do I need to know this? Why do I need to be connected to being? I've got all these things to do. I've been successful. Why do I need to know this? What's the point? People talk about being. Isn't this just some sort of spiritual thing? And this really transcends spiritual experience, as it were, because this is connection to who you really are. It does take you into a completely different energy, but it is utterly grounded here and now in the present, because being is consciousness and consciousness is your awareness. So listening to this now, what are you aware of? Are you aware of your body? Are you aware of your feet on the floor? Are you aware of the breeze blowing if you're outside? Are you aware of the clothes touching your skin? Are you aware of sitting in a chair if you're sitting? Are you aware of all the thoughts going through the mind? Are you aware of the feelings rising and falling constantly? This is just a simple level of increasing our awareness so that we become more aware of what's going on in our experience. And we're going to dive into that a little bit more later on. So we have this beautiful example of the tree with the deep, deep roots going into the soil, holding us strong. And this is the real confidence. This is the real resilience. This is where we're open and loving and yet utterly strong. This is like a tiger striding through the jungle, being completely unconcerned. It's not vicious. It's not mean. It's not cruel. It's not harsh. But it's strong and powerful. It's creative. And all this potential is there for us to express our unique offering to the world. And this is where real change happens. If we change our energy, change our state of being, everything changes. And this is what we're offering to the world. So in the next segment, we're going to be talking about why we seem to be unable to connect with this true being a lot of the time. What gets in the way? Why we seem so busy? So we need to actually take some time to address this issue, because it's all very well to talk about the beautiful things about ourselves, but we need to see what's getting in the way And we can do that. It's very simple. And once we understand the nature of it, then we can start letting it go. So take some time now to get to know yourself. Introduce yourself to yourself, your magnificent being. Remember, in pure being, you'll find your being. And your true being is pure. All the busyness and the challenges that we experience in life. So we're going to take a break and then we're going to come back and we're going to talk about being busy or simply being, because there's a big difference and you'll love that difference. So we'll take a moment now to have a break and we'll see you soon.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on transformationtalkradio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit burnbrighttoday.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yeah. Check us out, thedrpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness.
Are you your story? Or can you change your story? Can you change what you believe to be true about yourself and your circumstances as part of your healing journey? What if you were to change your expectations? What if you were to invite ease and cooperation into every day and then step back and see what happens? It might just be easier. I'm Megan Edge. And I hope that you'll join me on my new radio show, Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
Want to find out more about Megan Edge? Visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Golden Otter Divinations Radio, where the metaphysical meets the mainstream with Autumn Seibel. Tune in the first Friday every month at 9 a.m. Pacific as Autumn, educator, health coach, and medium, explores metaphysical and mainstream strategies on how to elevate your level of conscious living. Draw in the abundance that is yours by divine right. For more information about working with Autumn, visit goldenotter.us. That's golden like the precious metal and otter like the precious animal.us.
So welcome back. Now, in this part of the show, we're going to be looking at being busy or simply being, because this is part of our show about your own magnificent, limitless being. So we've already had our introductory party where I introduced you to your magnificent being. And remember, you're limitlessly powerful. Your being has limitless potential, despite how it feels every day. So let's talk about this experience we have every day of feeling so busy that we just don't have the space to think about anything else. Like, don't bother me with all this spiritual stuff. I've got stuff to do. Well, let's just address this being busy or simply being. Because the funny thing is we are always connected with being. It's who we are. It's our very sense of self. It's our consciousness. It's our awareness. this isn't spiritual. This is just who we actually are. It's intensely spiritual, and yet it isn't. It's utterly practical. So let's consider it as practical spirituality. So we're always connected with our being, our true self. We can't be anything else. And yet we've got all these stories and dramas and thoughts and dreams and worries and fears and play out all the time. We're thinking about something from the past. We're worried about something from the future. And we tend to switch backwards and forwards between past and future. So think about these dreams and these stories like clouds that get in front of the sun. We have the sun and it's shining all the time, and then these clouds pass in front of it and appear to obscure the light of the sun. It seems like the sun's gone, but actually it hasn't. It's just being obscured by the clouds. Now, the clouds are passing. They don't stop and hang around forever. The clouds actually keep passing. They only seem like they hang around because we hang on to them in a way. We get caught in all the dramas, in all the stories, in all the narratives that are frankly predominantly from the past, and then we're projecting something into the future. And we're not actually here now, like the sun, shining ever present here and now. We miss the fact that ourselves is always here, shining like the sun. Have you noticed if you get on a plane and fly halfway across the world to another country, you're there when you get there? You sit in this plane, and if you're flying from Australia, like I have to because I'm in Australia, if you're flying from Australia, you can be in a plane for a long time, like 20 hours, and you can step out in a country on the other side of the world and you're there. It's not just your body that's travelled, you've travelled. You've taken yourself with yourself. So you're always here. Your presence, your deep consciousness, your magnificence is always here. And it just gets covered over like the clouds in front of the sun. And all these dramas can be very exciting, and we can get really caught in them. There's a great story about this. There was a monkey catcher, and he had a unique system of catching monkeys. All he did was get these jars, and they had a narrow neck, and then the body of the jar widened out at the bottom of the narrow neck, and he put sweets inside the bottom of the jar, and he just left these jars around. And the monkeys came and they could see and smell the sweets. So they put their hands down inside the neck of the jar and grabbed hold of the sweets because they wanted the sweets. And then they tried to get their hands out with the sweets and they couldn't because their hand was held in the neck of the jar. And then the monkey catcher would come and grab the monkeys and catch them. And what the monkeys didn't realize, because they were so fixated on hanging onto their sweets, was that all they needed to do was let the sweets go and their hand would be able to get out of the jar and they'd be free. So it was only because they wanted to hang onto the sweets that that trapped them and they were caught. And all they needed to do was let go. And that's really the trick about connecting with our being. Is simply letting go of those sweets. And some of the dramas that we hang on to in our life, oddly enough, we hold on to them like we were holding on to sweets. Really delicious. And if you don't connect with sweets, let's think of something really delicious that you like hanging on to. But those sweets are the dramas that we hang on to, because we get a kick out of them. We get a sense of existence. We get a sense of purpose. We have all these dramas and then we work hard to overcome them and then we think we're making progress, but they're actually just these self-created barriers that we've put in our way. And it gives us something to do. It keeps us occupied because we don't know how to really live in pure being, because in pure being we don't need to have these dramas. So all the time and energy that's taken up, occupied in life's dramas, you have all that time free, you have all that energy free, because you don't hang on to these dramas that arise and fall. So just think about when you're feeling trapped in some big situation in life. Just see if you're hanging on to something. It doesn't mean that situations don't occur in life and you do need to address them, but you address them in the present moment with full intelligence, with full care, with full love. Find a solution, act on that, and then let it go, rather than replay and repeat and rehash everything in our minds again and again, because that's just creating more cloud in front of our magnificent being, which is shining like the sun. And that limits and blocks our potential, creates huge stress and strain in the body. So we're talking about letting go of these dramas. Think of the sweets, letting go. So some of these dramas come up with quite a force and a charge, and that's natural. That's just because we've really spent a lot of time investing our energy and our attention and our belief and our meaning in these dramas. They are just that, though. They're just stories from the past. And so the real trick is to be able to let go, release, release. So as they rise up, they float up, just let them go. And in the next segment, we're going to talk about that. We're going to practice it, because there's nothing like practice, getting past all the words and actually experiencing it. Letting go is simpler than you think, but it needs to be continuous, because things are rising all the time. Stuff from the past, suppressed material comes up. Let it go. It rises up again. Let it go. Come back to the present moment. Come back to the present moment again and again. Connect with your potential, your being, which is here now. You can feel it. You can sense it. You can be aware of it. This is how the clouds are cleared, and how then the sun, the full strength and magnificence of the sun of your being, the light of your being, can shine and transform your life. Every day becomes much, much easier. You're much healthier. You're much more efficient. You're much more creative. You're solutions focused. You're stronger. You're resilient. And you have a conscious confidence about you, so that you can take on anything that comes up. And what's more, this is where you find your purpose and your unique self-expression, what you were born to offer the world. And this is how to transform your life, your family, your community. This is how we can transform the world. It's through consciousness and it's through being. One little trap that these dramas employ, one little trap that gets in the way of letting go, is that when we fall still and quieten ourselves and connect with our true being, the mind has this little voice that says, oh, this is just nothing. There's nothing really happening. And that is a very, very little voice that we have to be very, very careful about, because it's a trap. This is how the mind gets us back into the drama, because we're so used to the sort of heightened sense of existence that goes with our dramas of life. You know, I'm so tired, it's not fair, they do this to me, work so hard, I have to work so hard. I hate the way they do that, it's not fair, it's not right. All these dramas and narratives that we have, and this sort of victim mentality that we can take on if we're not careful, in the contrast, connecting with our pure being seems like nothing's happening, and that is a trap to believe that nothing is happening. Everything is happening in this pure being. So be very, very careful. Be very mindful. Be aware of that little switch in the mind that says, this is nothing. Because that is the idea that will take us back into our dramas again. And that little voice is an indication of actually, despite how we say we don't like the dramas, that's actually how we hang on to the sweets in the jar, by thinking that being is nothing. It's like vacant space, and that's not true. It's absolutely full of potential energy, because the mind likes to try and control everything. So let's just address, why is it important to connect with our being? In our being, this is where all the new possibilities and outcomes and the new dimensions for our life arise from. Without connecting to our true self, our being, our consciousness and our awareness in the present moment, we're just actually repeating, rehashing, reliving things from the past. And we can live our whole life like that if we like. But this actually has an effect, and there is a need for us to connect with our being. And we'll talk about that before we practice a very simple process in the next segment. We're going to look at the importance and the need of connecting with our being. And we're going to practice a very simple process for staying in the presence and the energy and the limitless potential of who we really are. So I'll see you back really shortly.
What is holding you back from living the life you are meant to live? Why is it vital to believe in something bigger than yourself? Are you in physical or emotional pain? Tune in monthly to Vibrant Purposeful Living. Awaken the vibrant life within you with Lou Paradise and Dr. Pat on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Lou's passion is to help everyone experience positive solutions for life. Find out more about Lou with Vibrant Purposeful Living at LouParadise.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy Al, on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Has your buzz for life buzzed off? Feeling ignored, invisible, and wondering if this is really all there is? The years go by faster as we gain momentum. You're halfway there. Are you gathering speed or puttering out? Hit your stride for the liberating half of life. Comfortable in your skin? You can do better than that. Tune in to Discovering You Again Radio every fourth Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific as host Susan Axelrod encourages listeners to decide what they want, get inspired to action, and face challenges head on. Host Susan Axelrod pulls no punches, encouraging you to grab the brass ring and soar. For more information about Susan, go to www.whatwillyourlegacybe.com.
Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Maine. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and join Sarah on an adventurous journey to the deeper level of meaning to move beyond today's world of constant change, confusion, and uncertainty beyond the shadow of fear. This hit show explores key concepts such as confidence, values, and attitude in a dynamic way. To learn more about Sarah and her work, visit SarahMaine.com.
So welcome back. It's great to have you along. And this is our whole show on your magnificent being, your limitless being. And before we get into the importance and the need of knowing about this, being aware of it and connecting with it and learning a simple process so we can live from our being, I'd like to invite you to go to my website because I've got a free download and it's a two-video series called Design Your Own Alignment Guide. And it's a really simple process. I'll talk you through, and there's some slides as well, I'll talk you through a process of bringing alignment and balance into your life, and this is how you can stay connected with your being and stop yourself from getting so out of alignment and out of balance that you just completely get disconnected from your true being. So go to my website, consciousconfidence.com. That's consciousconfidence.com. And go to the download button and download the free alignment guide. And it's Design Your Own Alignment Guide. And it's a two-video series, and there are worksheets you can download and print out and complete. So it's very interactive. And the other thing I'm offering is that if you'd like to find out more about conscious confidence and what conscious confidence is, and my FUSE program, F-U-S-E, FUSE program, go to my website, consciousconfidence.com, because there's a whole lot of information there about the coaching that I offer, the keynotes that I offer, and also you can get your Design Your Own Alignment Guide, and that's how you can achieve greater balance, happiness, and health, and stay in alignment and balance and connected with your true being. So let's dig down now into connecting with the new dimensions of your true being. And this is a really simple practice. But before we do that, let's just think of a little bit about the importance and the need for being connected with our being. Because you can live like this every day. You can have a full day every day, remain energized and healthy and excited and enthusiastic, and be connected with your being. And the importance of this is because in your being are all the new possibilities and outcomes that come from new dimensions of your true being. Because otherwise we're constantly repeating old habits and old stories, and we will create the same outcomes, the same experiences. And everything will just seem inevitable because we're repeating and rehashing the same programs. And there's a trap in our current lifestyle, which is so focused on technology and screens. I'm using technology now and it's wonderful, it's fantastic. But without that connection to our true being, which doesn't involve a device, it doesn't involve a screen, we live in an unreal world, and we can unconsciously filter everything through something that we've seen on a screen. And if we spend a lot of time online, we can filter all our direct experiences of life and of reality through a screen. And that virtual world isn't real. It's useful. You know, technology is fabulous. We all know that. But reality is your true being. And we really, really need to maintain, even more in this day and age, a connection to who we really are. And the rise of stress is at epidemic proportions. It's getting to epidemic levels, the intense stress that people are under. And it affects our physical health, our mental health, and our emotional health. And I was reading an article the other day that the levels of mental health that are rising in young children is very concerning. And you think, why does this have to happen? This needn't be the case. But there is a direct connection between this disconnection from who we really are, and that's aided and abetted by an obsession with technology and a disconnection with the real world. I know a scientist, and he's developing programs and taking them into elementary schools where the kids are actually building with wood and, you know, real materials. They're building science projects and science experiments. And he's doing this to get kids off the screens and off the devices and back actually handling real materials and doing real things and seeing the results of experiments in front of their eyes and not on a screen through a virtual experience. And he's doing that because he loves doing it, but he can see this disconnect that is beginning to develop in children because of an overuse of technology. And like anything, it just needs to be kept in proportion, in balance, and so that we all stay connected with who we really are. So it's a case of getting out of our heads and getting connected with what's right here, right now. So let's do this. We're going to start by feeling our feet on the floor. So get comfortable. If you're driving, I want you to stay safe. All right? I want you to stay safe. So don't drive. Don't do this whilst you're driving or handling machinery. Please, please be safe. So sit, or you can lie down, or you can even do this while you're walking. If you're listening to this podcast while you're walking, just become aware of your physical body. If you're sitting, feel your feet on the floor. If you're walking, feel your feet as it touches, feel your feet as they touch the ground. If you're lying down, feel your body as it's touching the bed, or if you're lying on the floor, feel your body touching the floor. Just connect with that sensation of feeling. Do that now. And now feel the clothes touching your skin. Just gently touching your skin, the sensation and feeling. Do that now. Now, if your eyes are open, let the sights that you can see, the colour and form, just come to your eyes. There's no need to label any of them. If the labels come, if the names of what you're seeing comes up, just let that float up and then fall away. Just let it come and go. Float up and fall away. If your eyes are closed, then just enjoy that sense of darkness or blackness that comes with giving your eyes a rest. Now feel into this awareness, this growing awareness. Now let's listen. Listen to the sounds that are coming in and then going away. Let the sounds come in and go, come and go. If you find yourself labeling them, fine, let the labels come and go. There's no need to label any of the sounds. Just let the sounds come and go and listen. Let the listening expand past the thoughts that may be in the mind. Keep listening. Now let your awareness expand. If you're in a room, let the awareness expand to other rooms in your house or in your apartment or in the office. If you're outside, let the awareness just keep expanding to your whole suburb, to your town. Just keep expanding. Feel into that awareness. And if something comes in and takes your attention, don't resist it. Just let it come. Approve of it. It can be there, but let it go. There's no need to hang on to it. There you are. That's an experience of your being right here and right now. Expanded awareness, expanded consciousness, your true being right here and right now. You can practice that every moment of the day. And if you practice that every moment of the day, and I really encourage you to practice, it's like a muscle. The more you practice, the better you'll get at it. If you already do yoga, then that's great because you're probably practicing things like that in yoga. But that is just one simple way of connecting with your true being right here and right now. So I would suggest the moment you wake up in the morning and you swing your legs out of bed and your feet hit the ground, feel your feet touching the ground at the beginning of the day before anything else takes over, before the busyness of the day takes over. Just feel your feet and have a moment, truly just a few moments, to connect with your body, your feet on the ground, the sensation of touch, the listening. Take a few deep breaths and open your awareness out and connect with that awareness within yourself, in your heart, and then expand that right out. If you did that for 1 minute every single day, truly, trust me, it would transform your day and your life. If you just jump out of bed and get going and you forget, don't worry. The moment you remember, stop there and then and just practice there and then and honor the memory that's come at that time. Be grateful for it. So that's a very simple process of connecting with your being. And trust me, there is every need and every importance to do that every single day. So in the next segment, we're going to take a break. And in the next segment, we're going to look at living in alignment and balance, starting from a connection with true being. And we're going to look at how we can keep our whole self in alignment throughout the day. So I'll see you back shortly. And we're going to talk about living in alignment and balance.
Hey everyone, I'm Dr. Pat. Please write this date down. Friday, April 26th from 3 to 7 p.m., the grand opening of Holistique IV Lounge, brought to you by Dr. Darvish and the team. Join us for an afternoon of celebration, special guests, raffle baskets. And by the way, your B12 shot or maybe your acupuncture treatment, maybe some reflexology, call 425-451-0404 and RSVP.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Learn to live in the light and unveil the authentic you with A Time of Healing Radio with me, Felice Diana, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in every third Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific as I help listeners understand sacred fusion energy and how to connect to the spirit that fuels the very life we live. Explore the journey of spiritual transcendence and ultimately discover the path to peace, love, purpose and wholeness. For more information, visit atimeofhealing.com.
Choose the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
You know that moment when you realize you've mastered your wellness or that you will never fall off the roller coaster of life? Well, yeah, me either. But I still ride unicorn. I will teach you how to become a mindset master. You will learn how your habits and behavior affect the success of your nutrition and exercise, relationships, organization, and so much more. Motivation doesn't arrive in an email, so stop waiting for it. You have to take action, then motivation follows. I am Coach Peggy Wells. Get out of your comfort zone and recognize the simple truth. We aren't that special. We all have crap to deal with, and we all have a lot more in common than not. I want to spark you into action. We will learn, love, and laugh together. So join me every first and third Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific for Coach Couch and Coffee Radio, where you will learn that being happy and healthy is way more than carrot sticks and squats. I'll talk to you later.
Well, welcome back, everyone. In this segment on being, we're going to look at living in alignment and balance. So this is taking that simple awareness exercise, that simple little meditation practice, which you can do every single day, and I encourage you to do every single day, and taking that into a broader context of living each day in alignment and balance. So let's just consider our whole person. We have four aspects that make up our whole person. There's the physical body, obviously. There's a mental aspect. There's an emotional aspect. And there's a spiritual aspect. And I use the word spiritual, meaning that which is born of consciousness. If you don't relate to the word spiritual, that's fine. It's just that which is not of the body, the mind and the thoughts and the feelings and emotions. There is another dimension. I'm going to call it spiritual, but you can find another term if you prefer. So physical, mental, emotional and spiritual. Each person, each man, woman and child, young and old, has these four aspects. That is what a person is comprised of, if you like. And if you consider each of these aspects as bodies, it's much easier to understand how to care for the whole person. So I'm going to talk about having a physical body, a mental body, an emotional body, and a spiritual body, and they're all contained within the person. And depending on how you experience it, either it can seem like the mental, emotional and spiritual are contained within the physical, or the other way around, where the physical is the smallest element and then the mental, emotional and spiritual opens out this way. It doesn't matter. It's just a matter of perception. But within the whole person, there are these four aspects. Now, let's just look at how do we care for the physical body? Well, obviously, it needs nourishment, movement and rest every single day. Think of it like food, exercise and rest. So the physical body needs to be nourished, moved and rested every day, obviously. The amount and the type varies, and that depends on the weather, what we're doing, how we are, the time of the year, all of those things. That's just how we live and we know that. But the mental body, it's exactly the same. The mental body needs nourishment. The mental body needs movement, needs exercise. The mental body needs rest. The emotional body needs nourishment. The emotional body needs movement. And the emotional body needs rest. And the spiritual body needs nourishment. The spiritual body needs movement. And the spiritual body needs rest. And that's how we care for the whole person. Discovering what food or nourishment for the mind is, what food or nourishment for the emotions, the heart is, discovering what nourishment or food for the spirit is, that's another matter, and that's what we're going to talk about here. And that's what's in my alignment guide, my Design Your Own Alignment Guide. I've got some information there about all of this, about food, exercise and rest, nourishment, movement and rest for all four bodies. So what is exercise for the mind? What is exercise? What is movement for the heart, the emotions? And what is exercise for the spirit? And what is rest for the mind, rest for the heart and rest for the spirit? We need to actually consider how we care for our whole person. And that brings up the point about balance and alignment, because if we don't actually look after and nourish, move and rest all the aspects of ourselves, we get out of alignment. If we spend too long thinking and working and we don't stop and rest, that overwork of the mind throws the whole balance and measure of the body out and we get out of alignment. And I use the word measure because the question is, how much of this food, this nourishment, this movement and the rest does each body need? And that's a case of measure. And that measure changes. It changes every day. It's changing all the time. It's very fluid. And that measure is determined by the right time to stop, when balance or when completion and fulfillment has been achieved. We know that when we're eating. We keep eating, and then there's a certain point where we've had enough, and that's the measure at that meal, at that time, on that day. And we know that feeling that that's enough is when we need to stop. So the essence of measure is knowing when to stop. That's the principle. The essence of measure is knowing when to stop. You know that with a child. You're watching them do something or eat something and you say, you've had enough, time to stop. That's the measure. Because if you keep doing it, you keep eating, it throws everything out of balance. Same if we don't get enough sleep or too much sleep, throws things out of balance. If we're caught in a lot of tumultuous emotions, too much of that throws things out of balance. So we need to learn when to stop. There's no rule book for this other than being present. And in that present consciousness, we know when to stop. The knowledge is there because it comes from our true being. So the way to health and happiness and greater love, fulfillment and satisfaction is through being in the present moment, staying in alignment and balance, and knowing when to stop one thing and move on to the next. Meditation is the master key for this, because meditation provides nourishment for the body, the mind, the heart and the spirit. It's like the absolute complete proton pill to care for our whole self. And that's why the power of just that simple awareness exercise, starting with when your feet hit the floor out of bed in the morning, is so transformative, because that's the start of connecting with presence, with being, with awareness, so that you can bring your whole self into balance, and then you don't need to get out of balance. And if you do get out of balance, you can restore the balance and alignment very easily. So it's crucial to work at being present and practicing this simple process of connecting with being, and then practicing and being aware of alignment and balance. So go to my website. There's a free download of Design Your Own Alignment Guide. This is how to achieve greater balance, connection with being, and happiness and health and fulfillment. There's a lot more on the website about conscious confidence and the Fuse program. And go to my website, consciousconfidence.com, to get all that good stuff. And if there's any feedback, go to my Facebook page or go to Instagram and tell me what you think and give me some feedback, because I'd love to hear how you're transforming your life by connecting with your own magnificent being, which is right here, right now, shining like the sun, ever present. And I'm going to finish, as I always do with each of my shows, by chanting some Sanskrit. And this is the opening to the Isha Upanishad, and it's called the Perfect Prayer. That is perfect. This is perfect. Perfect comes from perfect. Take perfect from perfect. The remainder is perfect. May peace and peace and peace be everywhere. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. So have a beautiful day, connect with your being, and be good to yourself, take care of yourself, and take care of others. So from my heart to yours, thank you for listening and thank you for joining me in welcoming and meeting your own limitless, magnificent being.
Thank you for listening to Conscious Confidence with Sarah Maine. Join us next month on Transformation Talk Radio for more timeless wisdom with Sarah's exciting and innovative approach to living. Discover more joy, freedom, and step into your limitless potential. For more information on Sarah Maine and her work, or to listen to past shows, visit sarahmaine.com.